You've also have mentioned on some comments in, on Delaware Liberal that, in fact, when we were talking about this upcoming election, that you're a member of a union or were a member of a union, and you look forward to helping workers and laborers in our county. But you haven't received a call back from several unions in order to discuss your plans. So I will give you the opportunity now to discuss what plans you would do as county council president to help the working man in Newcastle County.
Well, one of the things that I've hit on in some of my recent comments is the thing, when you look at land use development and residential development specifically, there are limited requirements as to the qualification of people that do carpentry on residential housing and that type of stuff. One of the things that I would really like to take a look at is whether we need to evaluate and increase the standards of any time you walk onto a lot or a project where they're building a new home, and whether the talents and aptitudes and qualifications of the guys, you know, pouring the concrete for the basement walls or the basement floor, laying the brick, doing the carpentry, doing the heating and air conditioning. Plumbing, I do believe, is adequately controlled, but I don't know that for sure, and I really like to review that further and make sure that we maintain or increase the standard of the craftsman or journeyman, I guess, right, that's doing that level of construction. I think it inevitably could have an effect on the cost of a new home by some limited amount. I don't know how much it would be. But to know that you have fully qualified people, if not everybody there, but you have at least two certified qualified carpenters or two certified electricians on every job site, it raises the standard of qualification. And by raising the standard of qualification, quite often it has a bleed over to organizations such as you that qualify their people.
Right.
You know, if you're a member of the IBEW, you have a level of certification as to what you're authorized to do. If we raise that standard in residential development,
right,
the likelihood that it'll have a bleed over to the unions becomes much greater.
Increasing more union jobs.
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't specifically state it as a mandate that they have to be union workers. But I think what is the broad level interest of everybody in the process, when I sit down at the settlement table and I'm spending $350,000 or $400,000 on a new home,
right,
that I know every stud that was hung in that house, every piece of heating duct was all connected, and whoever was doing that work had a complete understanding of what the responsibilities were and how to do it correctly.
You're speaking about certifications and making sure the worker is certified to do
right,
the job that he's trained
right,
to do.
Well, so, there's story yeah, after story about people of limited qualifications working on construction sites.
Right.
And then people buying homes, and they have the they have a crew of people that are specifically tied to going back to the houses that have already gone through settlement
right,
and fixing a door jam and fixing a heater and,
right,
and repairing things that weren't done adequately in the first place.
Right.
If we get a higher quality home at the point of settlement, the likelihood that it'll have a broad level positive impact on Newcastle County becomes much greater.
Right. We've also